Continues the Gemara, Daf Tzadik Gimel, Omer Aleph, the bottom of the Omer.
The last line, three words from the end of the line. Omer Rav Chisda, Gidud Tzadik Gimel Omer Beis, Gidud Chamisha Umechitza Chamisha, Eimet Stafin, Atshei Oikulo Begidud, Oikulo Bemechitza. The Gemara is saying as follows. A Gidud and a Mechitza are two different types of elevations. A Mechitza is a fence. A Gidud is a natural elevation of dirt or the earth. So it would mean as follows. If let's say you have two chatzeres, like here, like this tissue box. This is one chatzer over here that ends over here. One chatzer ends over here. And this is a second chatzer. So right now, this chatzer over here, let's say there's a fence of another five, like this. This is five and this is five. So I have, this is your natural earth over here. You're elevated from me. So I have Gidud Chamisha. I'm surrounded by five of Gidud and five Mechitza. So I'm inside his ten Tfachim, regular ten. Mm-hmm. The guy on the elevated Chotzer, he only has a Mechitza of five. So Gidud Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, Anamit Sarif. This is not called a Tzir of Masorah Tfachim. Now, what is this din that Rav Chisda is saying? It has to be one. What? It has to be one made out of one material. So the reason is the yisoid adov is the mavur in Rashi. Yisoid mechitza. It has to be a mechitza hanikeres. A mechitza hanikeres has to be mincha milsa, meaning when it's together a betziuf. You don't look at it as a mechitza. You only look at it as a mechitza when you see, oh, here's the fence. So it's a din in mechitza nikeres, the chisorin of mechitza nikeres, and that's why it would not be mitzarf. Now there's going to be a baplukta on this. We'll see soon that I think it's let's see what the baplukta is. The baplukta is we'll see soon in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara meisve the following kasha. This case that we just described. The elevation between the Elyon and the Tachtoina is 10 Tfachim. That's one case. It's a regular 10 Tfachim difference. The second case that we're using an example of two Chatzeres is that it's elevated. The bottom is Gidud and Mechitza. Ma'arvin Shnaim means that it's considered a separate mechitza, separate rishus. If you have a mechitza between two rishus, we had in Gans Erevin already, a mechitza between two rishus, you ma'arvin shnayim. A Pesach between two rishus, or you ma'arvin echad, or you ma'arvin shnayim, you can decide to be one or two. If it's totally open, a pirza, then only ma'arvin echad, you're one, like it or not. Or yoyse Pesach, yoyse Masorah, is considered like one. So here it says clearly in the Braisa, that or either mechitza asog is ma'arvin shnayim, or Gidud Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha. So we see clearly now, like Rav Chisda, black and white, that it's they mitzarif to a Mechitza. Ve'eim Arvin Echod. Pochas Mikan. If let's say it's less than that, that means it's not 10, it's 9 Tvachim. If it's a Mechitza of 9 Tvachim, it's not called a Mechitza. So it's considered parts open to the next Mechitza. Pochas Mikan. Ma'arvin Echod Ma'arvin Shnayim. You have no choice in the matter. You can't decide like a Pesach, I'll be one, I'll be two. No. You can't be separate, you're one. So pachas mikan ma'amenek ma'amen shayim. So l'chor it's a kasha and Rav Chisda clearly here we see that gidut chamisha or mechitz chamisha are yemet starf. Zok di gemara, omar rova moide Rav Chisda betachtoina hoyel v'roye pnei asora. And this is the story that I said about mechitza hanikeres be'inon. The gemara is saying Rav Chisda agrees that avada the lower guy, he's roye pnei asora. There's no question that it's not a mechitza asara for the guy in the bottom. The guy living on the chotzer bottom, he's surrounded by 10. 10 tvachim is around his chotzer. So of course he's ma'arvin shnayim. He can't be together with the guy in front of him. He's roye pnei asara. He's looking up, he sees gidud and mechitza. He's roye pnei asara. There's no question about him. But here we see akoponim, it's a din roye pnei asara. It's minka milsa. It's a mechitza anikeres, klapi de tachtoina. It's called a mechitza. Masha enkin lel yoyna. He tak only sees five. The Yonah sees five. So male for him, it's not the mechitza nikeres. Is there 10 between him and the lower guy? Of course there's 10. he has to go to the end of his rishus, look down and see 10. But when he's standing in his chatzah, all he sees is 5. He sees a mechitza 5. So in the metzias, there might be 10 between him and the guy below him. It's like a pit. A pit is also called a different rishus. But if he bowed, it's not a mechitza, and he cares for the El Yoina, it's not called a mechitza. And he is takam ha'arvin echad. So that doesn't make sense. You can't have a guy on the top being ma'arvin echad and a guy on the bottom being ma'arvin shnayim. It doesn't go together. Either we're partners or we're not. That's going to be Mar's kasha. But when Rav Chizda was saying, just kapit el yoina because he doesn't see anything, it's a chisar and a mechitza nikeres, and he only has a mechitza 5. Zogdi Gemara, Omar Rava, Moide Rav Chizda betachtoina, Holo v'roya p'nei asora, about it for him, it's a mechitza asora. Ihochi, so that's a kasha if it's considered like one. So Ihochi, ta'arev shnayim v'loy ta'arev echod. If that's the case, Ihochi tachtoina, so the bottom one doesn't have a choice. Ihochi tachtoina ta'arev shnayim v'loy ta'arev echod. The bottom one has a mechitza, it can't be together. Ta'arev shnayim. El yoina, loy ta'arev loy echod loy shnayim. The El yoina is stuck. Why is he stuck? He can't be ma'arev echod because klapet de tachtoina, it's ma'arev and shnayim. I can't be a partner with a guy that's not my partner. The tachtoina has to be shnayim because the tachtoina has a mechitza asora. So the alyoina can't be ma'arev echod and can't be ma'arev shnayim either. Why can't he be ma'arev shnayim? Because he only has a mechitza 5. If the alyoina has a mechitza 5, he cannot be ma'arev shnayim. I can't say I'm separate. What do you mean? There's only a 5 tefak between me and you. And likewise, the Elyoina can't say, I'm being ma'arev echod with you, because the Tachtoina says, I'm shnayim, I'm mechitza basora. So you're stuck. What's the pshat? Zok de Gemara, the pshat says follows. The case is a different case. Omar Rabba Ba'ula, the case that we're discussing now is going to be applicable in the following scenario. Omar Rabba Ba'ula, going to hoysel yoina megufefez ad ese amos. That means, the El Yoina le'olam has 10 too. He has a mechitz of 10. El Yoina has 10 over here. Over here it goes up on the side, on the right side. On the left side, he has, this is the El Yoina. He has over here 10. But in the middle, it's not megufefes. Megufefes means it's on the sides, it's protruding. So the El Yoina on the side, staka has 10. If he stands in the middle of the chotzer, the right side and left side, I see 10 tvachim. It goes up, a regular mechitza. Just in the center, in the area that he doesn't have that additional fence, over here he only has 5. Over here he only has 5. He has the mechitza of 5. The mechitza of 5. The mechitza of 5 in the center for the guy in the bottom is regular 10. On the sides, for the guy in the bottom, it's 20 or 15, whatever it is. But for the guy on the top, it's only on the sides he has the mechitza of asara. He has 10 on the side. He has 10. He has the 5 plus another 5. He has 10 on the side. The guy in the bottom, it's 15. He has the 5 of the Gidud plus the 10 on the sides. So now we're discussing this center, this middle area, that Klapid El Yoina is, so to speak, an opening. How do you look at this? As a Pesach? Pesach is Ma'arvin Echad or Ma'arvin Shnayim. Because Betzem I have a Chitza of 10, just have a Pesach in between. So that's considered, I have a choice. Or do we look at it? No. So that's what Gemara says. Zog the Gemara. So let's see the Gemara. That's what the Gemara discussion. Zog the Gemara as follows. Omar Rabbi Ba'ula, going to hoysel yoina megufefes ad eser amos. It's taka megufefes ad eser. That means less than 10. So it's a regular Pesach for El Yoina.
What did you find for it? You would have to find this. Is it any mechitza? It's open. You have a doorway open less than 10.
Correct. We need it for the bottom guy. The bottom guy needs a mechitza of 10. All around his chotzer. By him, it's not. We don't see Pesach. So let's see the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Ba'ula, going to hoysel yoina, the top guy is megufefes ad eser amos. By him it's Megufefes Ad Eser, that means it's a Pesach. So now we have a Pesach. So now we understand why the El Yoina is Taka, Oy Ma'arvin Echad, Oy Ma'arvin Shnayim. Ihochi Eim HaSeifa, Pochis Mikan. If this elevation of 5, we're going on the 5, Rashi explains. If there's elevation of 5 in the center for the El Yoina, the El Yoina only has 5 in the center. So Ihochi Eim HaSeifa, Pochis Mikan, if it's less than this 5, then ma'arvin echod ve'im ma'arvin shnayim. V'chayra, what do you mean ma'arvin echod ve'im ma'arvin shnayim? If I have the sides going up 10, so why now is it ma'arvin echod? I'm stuck. Why am I stuck? I have a regular 10 tvachim on my sides. Are these sides considered real mechitzas? We're assuming it is because the center is only breached less than 10. Pesach doesn't hinder the mechitza that I have on the sides. So why am I suddenly a partner with you, Ma'avin Echot? It should be my choice. Like every Pesach, you can be Oy Ma'avin Echot, Oy Ma'avin Shlavin. Zog the Gemara, Yochi. 1 second. Yochi, I'm a safer. Pochus Mikan. If it's less than the 5, Ma'avin Echot, you stuck your 1. Ve'em Ma'avin Shlavin. L'choy, you have on the sides, you have 10. Iboy Chatarev. Either I can be 1 and I can utilize the same Pesach. Iboy Yitrei Tarev. And I can utilize the sides, which are 10, and there should be 2. We're separate. So that can't be the pshat. What? But by Pesach, you can always choose. Pesach? I have a Pesach, I can be 1, I can be 2. Zog di Gemara, Omer Rabbe Brei de Rove. It's following. This is the scenario. Kegoin shenifritzo ha-tachtoine b'milua le'elyoina. The tachtoina is nifratz b'miluyo to the elyoina. Meaning, we know there's a klal we have in Erevin. Poritz b'miluyo l'mokom ha'osa is osa unless you make an Erev. We're assuming they did not make an Erev with each other. Poritz b'miluyo l'mokom ha'osa is osa, the asa on one another unless you made an Erev. The tachtoina is nifratz b'miluyo l'elyoina. It's nifratz b'miluyo l'elyoina. So, being now, that it's nifritza b'melui b'elyoina, so Mela, the elyoina asses on him. So they can't be ma'arav. When you have nifritza b'melui b'elyoina, we had, that was this connection to the previous Mishnah, we have g'doyle muteres k'tana asura, right? The one that has the gifufim, so then he is muta. The one that doesn't have the gifufim is also. Because that's parus b'melui l'makamosa. So gdoiloi bazoi should be muteres and tanach too. That means the elyoina should be muteres. The tanach should be zoi. The difference of melui l'makom aser, then the ktana, the lower one, does not have any. It's difference of melui. It doesn't have gifufim. It should be aser. Zok to gemara. Omer rabbi gede rove kon shenifritza tachtoina melui l'elyoina. So it's part of the meluyoi. Zok to gemara. Ihochi, if that's the case. So tachtoine chat arev trelo tarev. The bottom one has no choice. If you're posed with Meluyah Lamakam also, you have to make an Erev with the guy next to you. You're totally exposed. And not that I have a choice that I can be too. And El Yoina and the top guy, Iboy Yitrei Ta'arev, Iboy Yichat Ta'arev. The El Yoina is not posed with Meluyah. The El Yoina still has the side post, so he's not nifles with Meluyah Lamakam also. I still have the choice, so it's to be either 1 or 2. Zok de Gemara, you're right. Einoch an Ami. It's not good, correct. Enoch Nami. V'chi katoni, pochas mikan ma'arvin echod, ve'ein ma'arvin shnayim. When we said pochas mikan, it's ma'arvin echod ve'ein ma'arvin shnayim, it's going at tachtoina. The tachtoina is taka poz b'mluy l'mokam ha'osar, he only can be ma'arv echod. When you poz, we're talking about in the case where the vayster is the lower chotzer is not as wide as the elyoina. So from my point of view, I'm totally posed with Lula Makam Osir, and that's from the Pachas Mikan, so I'm only Ma'arvin Echod, Ve'im Arvin Shnayim, it's going on the Tachtoina. Atkan. And that's how we learn the Sugya.
How tall is the water on the
Tachtoina? So the Oilam is saying that the Tachtoina, if it's Pachas Mikan, then it's posed with Lula Makam Osir, it doesn't have a 10th Tfachim, the lower guy ends over here, it's a much smaller gap, right? It's like the width of this Rashi. So by me, I don't have 10. I just have nothing. It's Pachas Mikan, it's Pachas Miluyoy. So I only Ma'arvin Echot. Del Yoina, he still has the elevation on the side, so he can be Ma'arvin Echot or Ma'arvin Shlaim. Zog du Gemara, a new sugya. Dorash Mereimar. Not a new sugya. This is the Mereimar, the Baplukta. Gidut Chamisho, Mechitza Chamisho, Mitztarfin. Now before we also adjusted the Chizden, we said that Avada, it's considered for the tachtoin, it's a mechitza nikeres, and gidud and mechitza mitztarif. But the lashon of the Rav Chizda before was gidud chamisha mechitza chamisha ein mitztarifin. We said it means klapi the tachtoin, klapi the elyoina. Now dorash mereimar gidud chamisha mechitza chamisha or mitztarifin. Black and white, they're mitztarif. There's no point to contend. It's regular tzirup between gidud and mechitza.
For both of them.
Let me see what Rashi says. 1 second. There's no Rashi on this. 1 second. So, Ein Chanami, Rabbeinu Yohanan says over here, and he says clearly that the chiddush of Merema is that even klapid el yoina, even though it's at nicker, I don't see it. But since it's possible for me to see it, all I got to do is walk to the end of my chotzer and look down below, oh. I'll see 10. Does nisken chisor in the mechitza? You don't need the mechitza nikeres like Rav Chisda requires that you have to be able to see it from far. No. It's an sufficient called the Meshem Gidud and Mechitza and Mitzdar with the Gidud and Mechitza, even though it's not as Nikeris. It's somewhat Nikeris if you go to the edge. So that's the Machlokes Meremar and Rav Chisda. Dorash Meremar, Gidud Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, Mitzdarfin, even for El Yoyna. Zog the Gemara. Ashke Ravina Rav Acha Berei de Rove. Ravina met Rav Acha Berei de Rove. Omar Lei, so he told him, Tony Ma'amidi b'mechitza? You have any Naya Chidushim in Mechitza? Omar Lei Loi? No, absolutely not. Zog the Gemara, now the Gemara goes back to the Halacha, V'hilchasa, Gidud Chamisho Mechitza Chamisho Mitzdalfin. That means even if it's not at such a Mechitza Nikeres, it's not a Chisorin in Mechitza. Because Be'etzim, if you go to the edge, you'll be able to see the bottom. The guy from the top, all you have to do is go look below and you'll see five below. So it's a tziruf, even though it's not like a chizas chumah, that klapid al yoyin, it's not mitzdarev. That's a nuzach. The Gemara, we ask a good question. I was bothered by the same thing. The Gemara says a statement, and then the Gemara goes on. The Vehilchas has no shachas in the previous Maisa, where he met him and he asked him, any nais mit mechitzas.
What's the Gemara bring down the Maisa
for? I don't know. The Gemara is saying, punkt, discussing mechitzas. The Gemara got back into mechitzas.
Or is this him talking
in Hilchasa? No, Hilchasa is the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, a new sugya. Boy Rav Hoshia, diurin haboyin b'shabes, ma'u shiya osru. And Rashi says the case of diurin haboyin b'shabes, a very interesting echetimtza. Zog Rashi, diurin haboyin b'shabes, kugoyin, koysel shebein shtei chatzeres shenofa b'shabes. If you have a koysel between two chatzeres, they're separate. I'm not connected to you. We're not ma'arif together. We're separate. But the wall fell down on Shabbos. So what happens on Shabbos if there's a breached wall between me and you? Oh, kimarayin, naya gast. So it's considered like you're doing a boy in Shabbos. Usually you don't have dealing a boy in Shabbos. No one's walking out of the tomb and knocking on your door. But here we have an echetimtza of dealing a boy in Shabbos. We had a wall. I didn't speak to my neighbor in 20 years. And mitamol, I'm stuck with him. He's in my living room. So diurin aboyim b'shabes, zog Rashi. Gan koyso shebein shtei chatzeres shenofa b'shabes, dahayni diurayu hashtok yadodi. Now they became one. What's the din? Do we suddenly now ask on one another, and you need an erev or not? Now we had a sugi earlier about coming on Shabbos and not, but that's the sugi, zog the Gemara. Diurin aboyim b'shabes ma'u shi osru. Do you ask on one another? Zog the Gemara, Omar Rav Chisda, Tosh Malbing, the following raya. Chotze gdoyle shenifritza. Back to our Mishnah on Tzadi Beis. A chotzik doyla that was nifritza liktano hakdoyla muteres vaktana asura. We said the chetimtza was that we had the gifufim on the side. So the gdoyla is muteres and the ktana is asura. Why? Why is it muteres? Bineishi kepischa shakdoyla. It remains the pischa shakdoyla. So it's my opening. I see regular gifufim with the Pesach. Now the havmina right now is to learn up this Mishnah. Rashi says ktana asura. When it says in the Mishnah, it means it took place on Shabbos. That's what we're assuming. Nifritzah means any case, even on Shabbos. So what do we see? We see that the din is that the Ketana is Osir. The Ketana is Nifritz Melui Lamakam Osir. When did this take place? On Shabbos. So Ibezoi, Diyun Aboyim B'Shabbos is Osir, Oisrim Zelzeh. The upper one remains mutter because he has gifufim. But the lower one becomes aser, so we see diurin aboyim b'shabes aser. We're assuming nifritza means even on Shabbos.
Why is the big one mutter?
The big one is mutter because what happened was nifritza in the center, but he still has, the gdoyla still has the gifufim on the side. So copy the guy below here. This is the guy, this is the ketana, and this is the gdoyla. The ketana, used to be a wall over here. The ketana is nifritza b'meluya l'makam aser. He cannot go and carry in his own shoes. It's different from Makam Asa. Never made an Erev. The Gdoyla still has over here. Either he has good Asik walls by your house, or it's a Chotzi, he has actual walls. He has walls over here. So this is less than 10. It's a regular Pesach. So the Gdoyla remains Mutta.
Over there.
Yeah. Over here, in the Gdoyla. So, but we see Al Kaponim that Mechitza, Diyu and Aboyim B'Shabes, the Ketana becomes Osa, because this took place, assuming Nifrat Somi is even on Shabbos. Zog the Gemara, so that's a raya. Omer Rav Chisda, Toshma.
It's not the Diyun that messes him up. It's that his Mechitzis fell down, his Mechitzis blew away.
But if there won't be someone living there, there's no problem.
That's a Karmelis, whatever it is. Right now, he had
No. The only reason... Mechitzis didn't fall down. I only have over here one of my walls that's breached. Now, one wall that's breached, at the end of the day, I'm nifritz b'meluya l'makom ha'osa. The reason why I'm osa is because I didn't make an erev with my neighbor. If I would have made an erev before Shabbos, it wouldn't have been a Pesach over here. This is not a makom ha'osa. The makom ha'osa is the shame, the yugin, the shame that my neighbor that I wasn't my erev with. That's what's asking me. So we see it's the yugin aboyim b'Shabbos. Zok demot toshma. Omer Rav Chisda toshma. Chotz gedolish nifritz l'ktano ha'gdoilu mutez v'ktano asuro. B'pnei shekepischa shagdoilu. Omer Rabbe, no, you have the wrong assumption. Who says Nifritzah means on Shabbos? Omer Rabbe, Eimer, mi boi yoim Nifritzah. Mechat Eis learned the mission that it fell down on Shabbos. It fell down before on Friday afternoon. Omer Abaya, Sabaya's Moisef, don't just say maybe it fell down Friday afternoon. It for sure fell down Friday afternoon. Why? Omer Abaya loy teima mar Eimer, elavada mi boi yoim Nifritzah. Why is it muchach that it's mi boi yoim from you himself? Why, Zog the Gemara? Because you yourself taught us, boy, my name is Rav Huna, boy, my name is Rav Yehuda. You asked the following question. If you made an Erev between two Chatzayos and Pesach, Pesach, you're allowed to be Ma'arev, Echot, if you make an Erev. But let's say during Shabbos, the opening got closed in, it caved in, there's no Pesach anymore. Venistam, or Erev der Chaloin, we had a window. And the Maisa during Shabbos v'nistam achaloin mahu. What's the status now between us, between our Erev? V'omali, and you yourself taught us, Shabbos, kevon shehutro hutro. That means that Shabbos, once it was mutter at the onset of Shabbos, it remains mutter. So we see clearly that it has to be nifritz and boyjoim. Why? Because if on Shabbos, if it happened on Shabbos, then it wouldn't ask on one another, because it's already hutro. Since you stelled the vekiyah side when we asked the question of irva derech haloyin v'nistam or irva derech pesach v'nistam, you said the halacha remains Shabbos kevon shehutro hutro. So it can't be that eimer mi ba'od yoyim. It will for sure was mi ba'od yoyim, because if nifts on Shabbos, then it wouldn't be that ketana would be asura, because we say yisoid of kevon shehutro hutro, and it wouldn't be, there was no is on the Shabbos at the onset for the lower one. So it's muchach that it was nifritzah mi ba'od yoyim, and not eimah mi ba'od yoyim. Because nifritzah on Shabbos, you yourself would say, kevon shehutro hutro. Now that would come out. So back to the original question. The yugin haboyim b'Shabbos, if you have yugin that come on Shabbos, l'chayra, if you say kevon shehutro hutro, they were not asa. Because since at the onset of Shabbos was hutar, so it remains mutar, and we don't say it becomes asa. Now, Rabbi Kivega in the Chuvas in Simon Lamed Vov, he brings this sugya, and he says that Rabbi does mistapik, and he said, Eimu mi ba'oid yoim nifritza, that maybe was mi ba'oid yoim, and Abai told him back, not maybe, it has to be ba'oid yoim, because you yourself taught us that Irev derech ha-pesach v'nistam ha-pesach, or Irev derech ha-loin v'nistam ha-loin, so you taught us Shabbos kevon shehutro hutro. So Zokti B'Kivega, if he taught that you say kevon shehutro hutro, so why is it taka only Eimer? Abaye Taka said it's for sure, but why did Rabbi Taka say Eimer? Zokti B'Kivega, that Rabbi was Taka Mesupik, that maybe you can differentiate between the case of Irev derech ha-pesach v'nistam ha-pesach, or Irev derech ha-loin v'nistam ha-loin. Over there we say hutro hutro. Over there the case is, there was a Pesach, and now it became Nistam, so even though it's not accessible anymore, Lamaisa, I can still reach it, Rishonim, so I can go above and put my hand over and access the Erev, but the point is, you say hutro hutro, but over there it's not a sugya of people joining during Shabbos. Nistam ha-pesach, or Nistam ha-loin, we say hutro hutro, but we're not adding on the chiddush that people that join don't stare me and we remain hutro hutro. Over there it's a kevon to hutro hutro legabe the din of nistam. Maybe only legabe the din of nistam we say kevon to hutro hutro. Over in such a case you'd say hutro. Over there there's lemaisa people joining. It's nifritzo. So now you have new dayorim. So if you have new dayorim, maybe over there you don't say kevon to hutro hutro. When do you say hutro hutro? When it's status quo, the heter of Erev Derech HaPesach remains, even though it's Nistam.
You're not being mechadish even though it's new diurin. So is that type of hutra you say? Mashenka no hutra where it's so maybe over here you don't say kevin chuch hutra. So that's why Rabbi is mistupuk and he says Eimer. It's not vadim iboy yoim. It's Eimer iboy yoim. Maybe it's on Shabbos and the din of hutra hutra you would not say. We'll stop over here to the bottom of the Omid Itmar.